Stars get the puck. Lindell, rink wide, a pass. Knocked down, John Gibson. They're coming with all their guns here. Marchment and Jamie Benn behind the net. Robertson's there. Ducks get the puck. Coming to center, Robertson knocked it away. Puck played again in. Anaheim gets to it, shoots it in. 1 second left. Yeah! The Anaheim Ducks have won another here at home. 2-1 over a very good Dallas Stars hockey club.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. How do you do, boys?
Anaheim has just won their 13th of the year, 13-12-2. Dallas falls to 14-11-0 on the road away from their facility. Boy, oh boy, what a hockey game this was, huh?
Man, now sit one game back from 500. The Anaheim Ducks, that's the 23rd total win here for the good guys this season. I mean, how good does this feel?
My, oh my. I'm just sitting here in amazement, thinking about how this season's gone, and then all of a sudden, last few weeks, guess what? I don't know if I should say this or not, but the Ducks are closing in on playoff consideration if they keep this up, right?
Keep working hard, boys. It's paying off.
Oh, my. Yes, it is. Well, Emerson Edoms going to join Alexis Downey. Wow, after a 2-1 victory by the Anaheim Ducks, who outshoot the Dallas Stars by 128-27. Wow. And the Anaheim Ducks, by the way, will be in Los Angeles at Crypto.com Arena on Saturday night, 7:30 Pacific time with our play-by-play, 7 o'clock with our pregame coverage. And the next home game for the Ducks comes up on Thursday, February the 27th, here against Vancouver at 7 o'clock. But, of course, we hope you follow it on DuckStream here in the coming weeks. So the final, Anaheim Ducks 2, Dallas Stars 1. Doesn't that sound nice talking about that? We'll take a timeout when we come back. It's Alexis and Emerson with a post-game show. They'll give you the phone number and how you can get a hold of them tonight to talk about this nice win at Honda Center. All ahead on DuckStream, all powered by TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, Four Nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
My, oh my, the Anaheim Ducks brought it at home once again to extend their home winning streak to 4 games now, 2-1 over the Dallas Stars tonight. On John Gibson's 500th NHL game, Jacob Truba's 800th NHL game, and Mason McTavish's 200th NHL game. That's a mouthful. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Emmer, such an exciting win for the Anaheim Ducks tonight. They're 2-0 against the Dallas Stars this year. A very impressive team. One of the best teams, really, in the NHL this season and in more recent years. What in particular stood out about Anaheim in this game to you?
Well, a lot of things stood out, but how about the physicality? Just the number kept increasing by large amounts throughout the – how about this? 41 hits is the final total for the Anaheim. That's unbelievable. And 28, that's usually the winning score for any team who puts up 28. Well, that was what the visitors, the Dallas Stars total was at the – conclusion of the 60 minutes of play, but just block shots, 16 for the good guys, 12 for the Dallas Stars. Takeaways, Anaheim fighting for those loose pucks, winning 50-50 board battles, 6 takeaways for the Ducks, 3 for the visitors there. And faceoffs, I said it not too long ago, I don't think this Ducks team, I know they were never leading in the faceoff win percentage category, but 44.3 against a good Dallas Stars team. You got Jamie Benn, centerman. You got some great centers on this squad, and look, that's an accomplishment in itself as well.
The Ducks were also using their speed this entire game here tonight. A lot of good things from some of those stats here, and obviously also on the end of the faceoffs, that improved from the beginning of the game. All of it really improved from the start of the game. So let's get into the highlights now. Emerson, starting in this first period, it was Cutter Gauthier getting the goal, the first one of the game for the Anaheim Ducks, 17:46 into the period.
Blackwell along the boards, turnover. Here's Fabry moving towards the front of the net. Cutter Gauthier scores! Cutter Gauthier picked up a loose puck after the Ducks made a move towards their goaltender, Ottinger. Cutter was there to wrap it into the left of that body. And Anaheim gets a goal late in the period, giving them a 1-0 advantage.
Robbie Fabry collects the puck and gets it off the wall. He attacks the net, and there was a loose puck battle after a bounce puck. And Cutter Gauthier says, look what I found. He tucks it near side right over Ottinger's left pad. What a tally.
Emery, you were just talking about those loose pucks. The Ducks are winning them. Great example there. Cutter getting his 9th goal of the season.
And just a great effort by Robbie Fabry, attacking the open ice, getting that puck off the wall. That's what it it's so important, whether you're in the defensive zone, neutral zone, getting that puck off the wall, attacking the open ice, it opens everything up, and that's exactly what happened, right? It created some confusion on the coverage. It seemed like three guys went at Robbie Fabbri, therefore the bobbled puck, and Cutter Gauthier, I love the zero hesitation, right? He just gets into the net, perfect shot, right on the near side, right over the left pad of Ottinger. What a play.
That goal scorer's mentality we talk about.
And then, yes, and how about his goal song? I mean, everyone was loving
so
it.
It's so good.
Yes, it is.
It's so good.
And do you have that on lock, the name, artist and name there?
Cut
it, right?
Yeah, cut it, but I don't know who it's
is
by.
Yeah.
We should know. We got to get JoJo's input.
Yeah. We knew it at the start of the season, right?
Yeah, we did.
Fizzled out. So much going on. Look, hey, the good guys, 23 wins on the season, one from getting to the 500 mark. That's huge, right?
Huge, yeah. 1-0 after the first period. We moved into the second. No goals in this period. However, there was a sequence when the Ducks were on the power play. Alex Killorn had a great chance. Jake Ottinger in the net making a big save with his pad, and then the puck went the other way, and it was John Gibson's turn to make a big save.
All right, here's a shot in front. Oh, a sprawling right pad save there by Ottinger. I thought that one was going in.
Ottinger robs Alex Killorn. Here comes Jamie Benn.
Jamie Benn breakaway in, shoots. Oh, John Gibson stopped him. How about that sequence, fans? Wow. And now a little brouhaha developing. Zellweger, I think, taking exception to a little whack of the puck beneath Gibson. And more, including some words, Killorn being exchanged with a Dallas player. And the officials doing a nice job of separating the two teams after all that.
It was a brouhaha at the net. We always love hearing Steve say that.
We gotta print that on a coffee mug and give it to Steve. Brouhaha. How about, brouhaha.
For his tea during the game.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it. Well, there was a lot to unpack on that play there. Great chance in by Alex Killorn. But Jake Ottinger, hey, I just thought about this. His first loss to the Anaheim Ducks in his career. He's now 8-1.
Well, sorry. Sorry, Jake.
Love that.
Sorry, Jake. We had to do that to you.
But going back the other way, Owen Zellweger getting into a little bit. He can be a little feisty at times.
Yeah. Look, this is everyone stood up for each other. And some of the messages that have been coming in post-game here, the lack of response, the sticking up for one another, right, to Ryan Strome going at it with Thomas Hartley all game long, among another few –
yeah,
the matchups throughout the lineups, it seemed like guys just picking guys, going at it with one another. Olin Zellweger getting into the mix as well. And Alex Killorn, right, stepping in for Olin Zellweger and standing up for his teammate there. So more fight. And I think that trickled into other areas for the Anaheim Ducks. It was sticking up for one another, not only at the conclusion of each play, but sticking up for each other in support. And the defensive zone, good coverage. And all over the ice, really.
Yeah. You know, that's the topic of discussion right now, too, around the league, because the Buffalo Sabres ran into a similar situation recently. On a bigger scale, the team came together, and tonight in their game against the Blue Jackets, they dropped the gloves right at the start. So kind of interesting how a conversation like that, you know, translates to other teams. Just got to stick up for your teammates. Good to see that in the Ducks fight here tonight. So 1-0 game after the second period. We moved into the third. Colin Blackwell would get the Stars on the board and tie the game up just a minute 29 into the third period.
Dallas clears up the ice. The teams are at full strength. Here's Sam Steele moving in. Penalty coming up to Anaheim. And Dallas will get a goal on a feed from the near board in front. Prior to a delayed penalty being called against the Ducks. And the Stars get a goal, and I'm in a big one here by Colin Blackwell. Early on, third period, it's a 1-1 game.
Now, despite Dallas getting that goal, the Ducks answered back not too long after that, and it was Trevor Zegrist directing the puck in front of the net off a spinning pass from Alex Killorn.
You know what? I don't like seeing the opposition score, but that was as pretty a pass and pretty a play as I've seen in a while.
Well, Steele deserved that one. He's been so good here in this game.
Trevor Zegras, front of the net, was there. Nelson. And the Ducks regain their one-goal lead, and that's what it'll take against this team. They score. You got to score. They have their second one-goal lead of the game. Trevor Zegras will get it. It's 2-1 for the Anaheim Ducks.
I wanted to play those back-to-back because Steve's reaction was all of us. We were down, you know, in the sense that it was a tie game. You know, things were looking like it was going in the Dallas Stars' favor. And then all of a sudden, it's Trevor Zegras at the net front, and the Ducks took back the lead. And I just love that series there with you guys.
Yeah, and we just find a way to make it work, right?
Yeah.
It goes from 100 real quick with us, and as we just heard, but just what a spinorama pass from Alex Killorn on that far side half wall there. It's just, once again, zero hesitation. You like to see it a little bit more on the power play, right? Just zero hesitation with shots and not getting too greedy. That's an area where this type of mentality can improve the power play, the type of mentality and pass that Alex Killorn executed on. But yeah, just a low percentage spinorama just pass. And I mean, what vision, right? Vision almost in the back of his head there to understand where Trevor Zegras was. And Z, that wasn't easy. He had to reach out for that one. That was really in front of him. And nice chip shot right over the right shoulder of Ottinger. And once again, sorry, Jake.
Huge goal for Trevor Zegras there. What would be the game-winning goal here at Honda Center? And with that as well, Emerson, you know what time it is.
No, I definitely know what time it is. The Anaheim Ducks won, right? So it's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. And tell them E sent you.
Oh, I like that. Oh, we're having fun up here on the post game show. We're going to get to the text line as well and also down to the locker room to hear what some of the Anaheim Ducks members of the team had to say about this game at some point in our post game show. The Ducks 2, the Stars 1 tonight at Honda Center. Don't go too far. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be back.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050-raffle.
Welcome back to the post game show. We're going to head down to the locker room now. We're also saying bye to Steve Carroll, giving us a little wave on the post game show. But we're going to head down to the locker room now to hear from John Gibson, the man of the night.
I know you're not a big one on milestones, but 500 games played, first Ducks goaltender to do that. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's special. I mean, I was talking to somebody earlier. I think it's something that you'd be able to kind of look back and reminisce on maybe towards the end of the career or in the summer when you're with family and stuff like that. Tonight, obviously, is a little more special, but just trying to win hockey games. So it was nice to get the win on top of it. And the guys played a great job in front of me, blocking shots and shutting it down there in the third. So it was a great team effort.
You mentioned your family being here. Just what is your favorite part about being a dad and being able to just watch them grow up and be able to do this in front of them?
Yeah, it's awesome. I wasn't sure if they were going to come because obviously it was a late start tonight in school and their activities, but it was nice to see them in warm-ups. And I mean, being able to share those moments and just to get the pictures with them and sign and all that, I mean, that's what it's all about for me.
When you have a moment coming up like that, do you reflect at all? I mean, you've been here 11 years through a lot of different ebbs and flows of the franchise. You know, and anything come back to you that really stands out in that time period, or is it all just looking ahead?
Off the top of my head, no. I mean, I think it was cool seeing the fan signs and all that and warm-ups. I mean, like I said, I think I will eventually. I mean, but tonight we knew it was a big game. They're a really good team coming in, and we needed to get 2 points.
All right, let's get it.
Thanks, guys.
Gibby there speaking to the media. Good that his family was able to be in attendance late night, school night, but they were here to support him. And you could see they showed him up on the Jumbotron during warmups. They had a sign for their dad. It was so cute, the whole family here.
Yeah, and he had a special shout out to just the team in front of him, blocking shots there and playing that backup game needed to help any netminder out. And what a accomplishment, right? 500 National Hockey League games played, and it just looked like he wanted that one so bad. It was his intensity all night long. He's tracking pucks well. I mean, that was a great passing sequence there for the Dallas Stars' lone goal there. Just on that entry, Ben to, of course, steal, and Colin Blackwell charge into the net. Nice finish there on the far side. Not a whole lot John Gibson could have done about that one. One of the few times the Dallas Stars were able to get through into that area, right, and a broken defensive play there. But, that was a tough passing sequence, tough to stop for sure. And if that was the only one that went in, it's just a testament to John Gibson, tremendous stops all game long.
And unfortunately, in talking about that goal, it started from Alex Killorn losing the puck in the offensive zone, but made up for it then with his assist on that Zegras goal, I felt like.
Yeah. No, it's just everyone makes mistakes. It's how you recover, right? And so that kind of exemplifies what you just said.
Also wanted to make a note, if Mark from Anaheim Hills is listening, we got your answer about why John Gibson does not keep a water bottle on his net. I didn't talk to Dostal about it, but we talked to John Gibson about it, and he just simply said he just doesn't like to. So not much of a extended answer, simple in few words, but that's what it is. And you know what? That's worked for him for 500 NHL games. So I think he'll stick to that.
Okay. Well, now we know.
Yep. The more you know. Let's get over to the text line now. And our first message of the night, how is an NHL team supposed to play? The Ducks showed how a team on a mission can beat a tough team. Hits, shots, and awesome plays. Just don't look at the beginning of the third. Started slow and lost momentum.
Well, I really like the fact, and I could agree more, the team played as if they're on a mission. I like that, right? And I really feel like it's this whole stretch in general, some big-time wins here this last window. And, I mean, even last game, it just it was a team effort, and it just looks like they are on the same page. The chemistry and close support has been there. But, yeah, they're on the mission the last couple of games, full 60-minute performances, even at the very end. Brian Dumoulin gets a fail clear there on the far side. He's trying to go strong side off the glass, and great defensive play. The Dallas Stars defenseman kept it in there, and they just continue to grind. And even Robbie Fabbri, a late flip, goes far side wide. I thought he was going to put it in the empty net. Just great team effort, mission accomplished. But, yeah, I like that part of the message, and this team is on a mission.
There was also, I felt like, a number of really good defensive plays in this game tonight. You highlighted some of them. That one in particular, Drew Helleson forcing Duchesne to the outside. He took a little bit too much time, but that kind of play, a young player on a veteran guy, I that stood out to me.
Yeah, and I to your point, I thought the guys for the most part were playing in-your-face style of defense, really gapping up, not allowing a whole lot of time on entries. Of course, the real entry that hurt him was the goal against. But other than that, great in-your-face style of defensive play, great sticks and overall gapping up.
Another message here, read from Buena Park. The Ducks were the stars of this show. They are now 8-0-0 when Cutter Gauthier scores a goal. There's that fun fact again. That's a good one. 15-2-2 when holding opponents to two goals or less. Wow. What a performance by the whole team playing in front of Gibby defensively and limiting Dallas' top line of Robertson, Hintz, and Stankoven to 0 points. The power play still needs to be more of a momentum driver than a momentum drainer. I still feel they are looking for a perfect shot too often. The power play had 3 chances here tonight, only 4 shots on goal on the power play. It's been tough. I mean, we've talked about that. It's had its ups and downs this season. More recently, a lot of downs. You're looking at this message.
Red from Buena Park just spewing some heat here. 8-0-0 when Cutter Gauthier scores. I love that. 15-2-2 when holding opponents to 2 goals or less. My, oh, my, Red coming in hot there. I love that message. And, yeah, the power play. Look, it's I say it. He kind of translated it a different fashion. But, yeah, momentum killer can benefit the momentum and swing it in a positive direction. So all good things said there, Red. Student of the game, Red.
Student of the game, for sure. Talk about the power play. I noticed something in the third period when the Ducks were still on the power play to start the third period. They opted to just go with a normal line. It was Carlson, Zegras, Killorn, and then on the back end, Zellweger and Trouba. And I was wondering, maybe because there was only about 25 seconds left on the power play, they just went with that. But just something I noticed.
Yeah, and look, they've needed more in a game, which it wasn't easy. It could have made it that much easier, right, had they scored on the power play. I did notice that late. Great point. And maybe they're just trying to get that chemistry from the solid 5-on-5 play here in this last stretch and get it onto the power play. But I did notice that. I thought, you know, more balanced out, right? More even the two units. Not that they got a ton of chances, but it's just more shots. They just need more shots,
they
right?
Do.
They need to get less greedy. Puck movement's fine. They just need to sprinkle some shots on net in between those nice passes.
Yeah, they take their time looking for those shots sometimes. And you don't want to be like this, but maybe you do. Just shoot the puck. You know, the fans that are yelling in the stands, shoot the puck sometimes. I guess that would be a good lesson.
Just close your eyes and get it to the net. Hope for the best, right?
Yeah. Throw pucks on net. Let's get one more text in before we send it to break. Jonathan Gibson, that game was all about Anaheim Ducks legend and American legend John Gibson. It was such a great game for Zellweger, Zegras, and the McTavish line, and it was fun to watch them all. Also, Gibson doesn't need the Four Nations. He'll see you at the Olympics. Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
Mr. 500.
Yeah.
John Gibson.
So
I mean,
man of the night.
Yep. No, he it just, what a fitting way, 500 games played, big time win. And the Ducks team, I mean, they just keep coming, and it's we're getting to that, hey, playoffs. They're playing just high-risk, high-reward hockey, closing these games out against talented teams. A couple of these, so you had Seattle, it was a big win over them. There's a couple wins here in this last stretch where it's a mix between maybe mid-level teams, you know, Montreal,
yeah.
You know, doing pretty decent in the East Coast there. But now you got Dallas Stars under your belt, times two, have one game remaining in Dallas against the Stars team here coming up. But look, things just keep getting better and better mm-hmm. here in Orange Country.
They do. And it kind of reminds me of last season when the Ducks had all that success against the Golden Knights. A couple big wins here at Honda Center, you know, a loss in Vegas as well, but some big wins over the Golden Knights. Kind of just a similar situation, except, you know, maybe the Ducks are able to close out the series next time they meet.
No lies detected.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to hear from Trevor Zegras and some more messages on the text line. Don't go far.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn from top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk. It's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. I wanna turn the All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country a Go Go or ask your device to play Country a Go Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take serious.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push
and
people.
Covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show, and now we're going to hear from Trevor Zegras on the night the Anaheim Ducks had.
I felt like early on, Gibby kind of picked you guys up, but then once you guys got rolling, you guys really got rolling.
I mean, he's amazing.
I've been saying that I feel like since I got here. He's one of the best athletes that I've been around. And to get to experience that moment, I guess, with him and after the game was pretty special. So happy to be a part of it.
Second win in a row. What did you feel like you guys kind of brought from Sunday's win into tonight?
I mean, I feel like we just tried to get this win for good. I mean, he's been so good for us, like I said, since I've been here. And this one meant a lot to him. His family was down on the glass warm-up, so I think we were playing for good tonight.
Dallas is one of the top teams in the league. What did you guys kind of do well to kind of keep it pushing against them?
Yeah, they're amazing. They got a lot of really good forwards, a lot of heavy guys. So I thought we did a good job line matching. And when our guys were out there, we were shutting down their top guys, or trying to at least, giving them a ton of big saves, which helps.
Yeah. Olin was especially active tonight. When he's moving his feet like that, he's obviously set up your goal. Like, how special is that?
He just loves hockey. He loves hockey more than anyone I've ever met. When he's out there, I think he's just having fun, and that's what you get.
Speaking of your goal, it's a pretty nifty effort. You had to redirect a pass to Ottinger.
Yeah, I think I saw him reach for it, so I just tried to do the same thing, and I got a piece of it before him, so pretty lucky.
The team's only lost two games since you've come back in the lineup. Got to feel like you're kind of the missing piece of the recipe a little bit?
No. I mean, man, these guys work so hard. I'm just happy to be a part of the group. And I mean, these guys are amazing. I have so much fun being in the locker room with everybody. And top to bottom, we just got a really tight-knit team. And it's a blast being back in the lineup.
I know in the post-game interview you said you were cheated on your goal, but we also saw you apply pressure on the forecheck to kind of disrupt that exit. Are you starting to really see how defense and offense fit together? Because it seems like you've been really amping up the two-way game.
I mean, for sure, Leo told me on the faceoff to jump real hard. I think he was taking on his forehand. So I think I just surprised the D a little bit. And when I say I was cheating, that kind of just means I have faith for my teammates to kind of win the battles. And when you're playing with a guy like Mr. Killorn, you know he's going to make a special play. And I kind of just got lucky being in a good spot. Thanks, guys.
Trevor Zegras there speaking with the media. Emerson, what are your thoughts on in hearing that?
My favorite part of that convo was just he alluded to how close-knit the locker room was. Mm-hmm. Isn't that, I mean, if you're a Ducks fan out there, just wondering what's going on through this whole process, transition, turning the corner, you want to know that locker room is close, everyone's got good camaraderie, you don't want any team drama. I mean, that is the furthest thing from what's going on there in the Anaheim Ducks locker room. I mean, everyone close, as Z alluded to. You mentioned earlier, Trouba and Vetrano, that dynamic.
Yep.
Vetrano already being close to Stromer. It just seems like the leadership guys, Dumoulin, and goes on and on. Of course, Ryan Strome, but Radko Gudas. It just seems like everyone knows their place, where they're at, what their job is, and we're seeing it on display. So it's everything's coming into place off the ice, and so I love him alluded to that. I love his breakdown of his goal, and I didn't really see that. Jake Ottinger was reaching for it, and he, of course, as he mentioned, decided to do the exact same thing and beat him to that that puck. So it was just good thoughts through and through from Z there.
Yeah, good insight, too. A little bit more on to explain a little bit more on what happened on that goal, but very good point. His point about the locker room being close, that is what you want to hear. And especially through these wins, I'm sure it's making the team even closer than they already were. And they're coming together and gelling a bit. And now they have this upcoming break to relax and reset and get ready for the rest of the season.
And you said that they played for Gibb. Right,
yeah.
So they played for Gibby, and that was great to hear as well.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get over to the text line. A couple more messages before we wrap up this post-game show. M&A, been a while, but I'm back from vacay. All right, there's 3 points here. One, best win of the season. Let's face it, the Stars are the class of the Western Conference, and we beat them. Number two, Hellison seems better since I last checked in. What facets of his game are improving? Why don't we stop there? Do you want to?
Well, yeah. Well, first off, Tony, I got to mention, where was our invite? Did our invite to this vacay get lost in the mail? I guess it did, AD. No, I just Josh. And look, this is Helly. He seems just gapped up at all times, always moving his feet in order to almost hunt down. Like he's a hunter,
yeah.
Right? He goes into the fire He's got great stick on puck ability. He's really gapped up. He doesn't leave a whole lot of time and space for the puck carriers, but he closes on each and every hit. So he just has, he brings this really in your face type of mentality. I saw him grab the puck behind John Gibson and just go. He skated from pretty much the near side of behind the net, and just a nice footwork, used his speed. Actually blanking on what he did as his next play on the sequence, but just the fact that he's got that grab the puck and go type of mentality, a lot on the likes of Jackson Lacombe and what he brings in those first couple strides out of the pocket are very efficient. I'd like to see Helly, I think, find the net a little bit more. It seemed like in his first time he got called up from the goals, he was getting everything through, right? Mm-hmm. And he was scoring. And so I'd like to see him get back into his shot volume and looking for ways to get the pucks out of that. Because along with Jacob Trouba, two guys that come to mind, being able to collect that puck under duress and under pressure and find lanes to the net and get it through, right? So I'd like to see him get an uptick in shots, but defensively he's been unbelievable, and it says a lot, right? I mean, you have Pavel Mintikov,
yep,
your former first-round pick, who's currently sitting out and watching from above. So it's a testament on how competitive it is on the back end, and mm-hmm, it continues to be with the younger guys. Olin Zellweger stepping in yet again. So this is back-to-back times. He's been in the lineup with back-to-back wins here. So I thought he played great. Trevor, in that interview, alluded to how much he loves the game, right? So it continues to trend in the right direction. But, yeah, Helly's his in-your-face style of defensive play, especially of late, it's been unreal. And I'd like to see him get back to shooting. So, yeah.
His 27th NHL game this season was tonight. And to your point, I mean, he's someone that hasn't come out of the lineup. He's played through these switches on the back end when it's been Minty or Zelly. So I kind of think that also speaks to what the coaching staff has thought about his transition up to playing with the team.
No, yeah, I think he's brought that consistency. He was trying to find it early on, but it's on lock now. He's playing as consistent as ever. And Tony finishes the message. Alexis should play golf. You're a natural. Wow. Of course, alluding to our little segment where I asked you how your golf game was, AD.
Yeah. Yeah. I will let on a little secret. I used to be the manager of a driving range back in high school. So I have a nice drive, I guess, but that's about it. Oh, and I can putt. I'm good at putting, but everything else, I don't know.
And a knack for hard work, it sounds like, too. Yeah. Putting some hard, long work hours out on that driving range. Started from the bottom.
You get in the ball picker. I have so many stories from back in the day. A lot of fun was had during
Can't
those summer
to
days. But Tony also had one more point in his message here. I nearly had a heart attack on that shorthanded breakaway by Jamie Benn in the second period. If he scores there, there's a totally different game. Welcome to Gibby 500. All right. Let's get in one more message here. Daniel from Corona, another big-time win for Orange Country. Love how physical the guys were tonight, and I think that was able to throw the Stars off just enough to get a W for Gibby's 500th game. Also, glad the Ducks were on a national broadcast game on ESPN, but I missed our home crew on Victory Plus. Yeah, this was one of the first ESPN games that we've had all season. I actually maybe won more earlier this year, but I really can't say I remember another one. So not very often. Glad the Ducks won on the national stage too. Good game to have. But overall, you know, we always got you here on Duckstream.
Yep. Oh, come on over.
We'd, yeah.
We'd love for you to listen to us always. Thank you for the lovely messages. It's always more fun when we're winning hockey games. And yeah, of course, it's the Victory crew. They're top-notch individuals, all of them, as we know. And it's nice to get not only the win, but it's a win against a very good Dallas Stars team, and it's on national televised game. It's unbelievable.
Five wins in the last six games for the Anaheim Ducks. They're rolling. Two wins this week, one game left, and it's the freeway face-off on Saturday. What a way to end the week and head into your break.
Nom, 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 nom. Come on, Ducks. Let's eat. Let's go.
Speaking of eating, it's the annual Ducks and Tucks on Thursday this week for the team as well. That's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a fun one. Look forward to it. Look forward to getting all dapper, and it's going to be a fun one.
Always a nice evening and an even better cause that it also benefits. So, Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
Final quack, John Gibson. What a career. And you have a lot more left in the tank, of course, but another one chalked off, right? Mm-hmm. 500th National Hockey League game. So that's my final quack. Congrats. It's just been so much good goaltending out of him. And he continues to get it done. He's a student of the game. Lovely family, of course, as we saw here tonight to witness it all. Mm-hmm. Big time stops, and just congrats.
One win closer to tying J.S. Jaguar for the all-time wins list here, or record here in Anaheim.
No big deal.
Four more. That's all he's got to get. So my final quack for tonight, going along with you, two other milestones here tonight. Mason McTavish, 200th game. Jacob Trouba, 800th game. That's a lot of games in the NHL. And as Trouba shared with me this morning, he hopes that he can have a couple hundred more. And, you know, the big part of that was just the fact that I told him, you know, you've been able to stay healthy through all this time. That's an impressive feat. So for Mason McTavish, he could look at a night like this. He joined two veteran guys in the league having milestones. He had a milestone himself, and probably a lot to look forward to in his career as well.
And he continues to just play so solid, Mason mm-hmm. McTavish. So just happy stuff all around.
No points for him tonight, which is a bit surprising. He's been very consistent on that end, but I'm sure we'll see it again on Saturday. As I said, next time you can hear us is Saturday for the Freeway Faceoff, the final game before the Ducks Four Nations break. And that is a 7:30 start. Once again, we have two 7:30 games. I know it's a little late. It's a Saturday night, but we want to hear from you. We're going to be going into Crypto.com Arena loud, I'm sure.
Let's go get them, boys.
If you could see it, guys, I'm just going to describe it. Emerson gave a little, fist bump.
Just a nice little celly to cap off tonight.
All right, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Join us for the pregame show. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this one here tonight, the Ducks win over the Dallas Stars, you can after the commercial break. Otherwise, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. The final score at Honda Center here tonight, 2 for the Anaheim Ducks, 1 for the Dallas Stars. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, and have a great night.